here. And yo, Black, it's time.
Word.
Bird's timing. It's time, man.
One order radio, sister, 6 o'clock blitz.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it up.
We are the winning jump band sound. You cannot cross the border. Call we a clan body. You will come, we kill you already. And you and your fellow rap, there is no form of threat to we call when it comes to lyrics.
Time goes by, and I for it not. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, that leave. It's so killer.
I get money, I get money.
Fit me.
I get it.
Peace.
How y'all
yo,
doing?
Yo, yo.
How y'all doing, Vancouver, man? You already know what time it is. It's 1 order, 6 o'clock. Blitz. And you are tuning in with your man, your host, Supreme Freedom, aka Hard Body Dreams. To the right, I got my
Guilty Black, brilliance illuminating another conscious knowledge.
To the left, we got a
Just Digi over here, you know?
Oh, Just Digi?
Just Digi.
Just Digi?
Just Digi.
Okay.
So what y'all think about that show last week, baby?
Oh, man. Peace to K-Ski, man. That was a beautiful interview, man. Just you know, you could just feel the pureness of the man's heart, you know what I mean?
Like, most definitely, man. It was lovely, man. It was a blessing to have K-Ski in the house.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, just for him to be able to, you know, show off his work, man, his artwork. You know what I mean? You know, like, music is artwork, man. It's just in a audio form. You know what I mean? But it also comes through in the visual as well.
Well, I mean, with those lyrics, though, man, yeah, it brings it right to the mind. You know, it's so visual. You know, I had phone calls after that interview, and people had a new respect for K-Ski after that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that's what I love about this program here, you know what I'm saying? When people get on here, that's when they can show who they are, and the audience can really feel the artist, you know? Like, truly feel the artist. And I think K-Ski gained some fans. I think he gained some fans last week, man.
I think so, yeah.
No doubt, man. And I mean, you know, like I said, man, you can feel the pureness, right? And the genuineness, right? And you know, when I think of K-Ski, I think of somebody who's being themselves and not afraid to be themselves and not striving to be somebody else. You know what I mean? And I see a brother that, you know, no matter how old he is, he really still doing this for the culture. You know what I'm saying?
Almost deaf, man. You know what I'm saying? We need old heads, right? You know, that's why I'm here. You know what I'm saying? For the youth, man. It's for the youth.
Absolutely, man. You know, because, the youth needs, you know, it's like I said, man, Hard Body got the way, and you can come get the coordinates. You know what I mean? Because, you know, this culture here is to, you know, it's to enlighten you. It's to uplift you. It's to elevate you. You know, it's here for you to express yourself. And I mean, sometimes it comes out in anger, right? Frustration, you know, and other times it comes out with love, peace, and happiness. You know, freedom, justice, and equality. You know what I mean? Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. You know what I mean? Like, it is important for those who have been around for, you know, quite a while to, you know, lead those who are getting led in the wrong direction, you know, lead them in the right direction. You see what I'm saying? That's what it's about, you know. And, you know, at 1 order, 6 o'clock blitz, that's what we strive to do, man. We striving to build community, you know, add on to the culture. You know what I mean? What are you doing for the kingdom? What are you doing for the king?
What do you do for the kingdom?
You know what I'm saying? What is it that you doing for the kingdom, you know?
Well, we're going to show you what we do for the kingdom, you know?
That's real talk. That's real talk. You know, you could be a foolish king or be a wise king, you know? And that's what we doing over here, man. We just building the kingdom, right?
That's what we're trying to do, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully get some traction out here, you know what I'm saying? We got some promotions coming up, and remember, you know, we got that donation thing here. We got to keep this program going. We got to keep all these programs going on here on CJSF, right?
Absolutely, man. So, you know, starting October 27th, the fun drive will begin. And so, you know, programmers will be reaching out to their supporters, their listeners, you know, all of the CJSF fans, to, you know, donate to the station, right? And the donations, you know, they go to keeping the lights on, right? Getting new equipment, right? Being able to develop new programs so that people can volunteer. You know what I'm saying? There's many different things that the money goes to. It's not going into anybody's pockets. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at One Order Radio, you know, our show will be on the 30th. And, you know, we gonna ask y'all to donate. And you'll be able to go to the CJSF donation website and donate. And, you know, you just pick the show, which would be that 1 or the 6 o'clock blitz. And you can donate by check, credit, as well as cash. And, yeah, man, there's a lot of good events coming up. You know, we're going to talk about that later on in the show. We're gonna talk about, you know, how we see nutrition today. Right? We're going to bring out the nutrition joints?
Yeah, I think we're going to discuss that a little bit later, most definitely.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, One Order, we here to elevate, man. You know, just share knowledge with you. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, man, Digi, let's get into the first joint.
Let's run it.
Tech doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a strong one at her when cocaine, sniffing up drugs, all in the nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowd you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hand in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be. Listen again. This is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see. As cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, for you meet a man with HIV. You can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists. So act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys. You can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking weed and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write. Begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be. We came to this country. We were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed.
Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded. They heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked. Slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He was in shock that the mountains were black faces. Shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. They'll learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters, hoes. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna be.
I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard.
Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music.
Talking about the, when we talking about the, we be talking about the, when we talking about the, we be talking about the, when we talking about the, we be talking about the, when we talking about the.
Ain't no cotton, you must die.
We be talking about the
streets don't look the same.
Peace, we ain't willing to rest in. Resurrect respect in the brand, a three-man collection. Provide parachutes to drop jewels in silence. Land upon your mind with no detection. Your subconscious root force sword allows the injection. Just a dose of that 20 plus annuals analytics. We on last cruise in the critics. We 180 bit, 365 days spent. Hands on the switch, cause it's I got a piece of the ghetto walking in stilettos, letting me know that it's sky's the limit. Mistaken for the guy who used to be in De La Soul. Nah, I tell him I'm the one who's still in it. Membership for life, and every one of these months is now my wife. Cause it's a lot of crews without dudes want us to wither, but the game keep us around cause we know what to give up. Long hip hop dick, hanging in cement, and yet we never break.
Ain't no cotton, you must fly.
We be talking about
the streets don't look the same.
When we talking about
the comfort level, have me gripping on the Kel-Tec. Ain't no spell check, your intel smells a mess. You feel they got holes in the potato sack. The kitchen ain't cold and y'all ain't made for that. Drums dig deep like beat miners. We woke while y'all sleep with the beat batters. Sixth Sense had me coughing up the lyrics. Newport niggas trying to lean on my spirits. Hands off the paint, we under the hood. If you let the books tell it, then the numbers are good. I've been real since the 89 Cool J tour. You know Chris caught a bed, and we saw the slit they got. Them doing red lights and gang affiliated. Long arm of the drawers fully illustrated. I push pens to stay out of the horseplay. You pony ass niggas ride all day. Let's all pray.
Ain't no cotton, you must fly.
When we talking about
the streets don't look the same
at all. Yo,
cause
it's my year, Times Square, watch the ball drop. Paid dues, now it's my turn to call shots. From the slums, native tongue was a currency. Dollars make sense in my sense of urgency. Currently, I'm thoroughly respected. Bridge gaps, I'm thoroughly connected. On thoroughfares and highways, get high praise. As my name up in neon lights, beyond bright. Vision beyond sight, Chappelle with two P's. Get beat on twice, beat on mics. Till they bleed out life, violate restraining orders. Cause it be on sight, I'm beyond nice. Nigga be on Christ, resurrect. And walk on water like I be on ice. I be on dice, like the 456. To ever go against, you must be on pipe. And I don't got a minute to spare or a kind word. Either master the flame or it's your urn. I sharpened my blade till it was my turn. Now it's off with your heads, that's my word.
Ain't no cotton, you must fly.
We be talking about
the streets don't look the same.
When we talking about
the
now that's the onomatopoeia. You don't have to run it for songs in the key of the music in my mind could be spotted through my eyes. My inner vision's telling me it's hotter than July. Anticoagulation for you blood clots. Throwing up a male finger for the mugshot. Soliloquies, syllables, still hugging the block like an intricate thug's plot to tuck knots.
My mic is like a Smith & Wesson. The lesson is you need to duck down before I buck. Believe me, I will lift the leaf off of your four-leaf clover that's leaving you out of luck. And you are more likely to get struck by lightning than successfully likening yourself to the god of thunder who comes through in the clutch. By the hand of cards, you'll get touched. Inspiring goals like bicycle kicks, you thought not. A fire in a hole like Lucifer playing shortstop. The plot's clear, the top tier, let's stop there. For real, B, it's cop tier, it's top tier.
Ain't no cotton, you must fly.
We be talking about
love. Streets don't look the same.
When we talking about
love. Cause it's my year.
We be talking about love.
My year.
When we talking about love.
My year.
We be talking about love. When we talking about the, we be talking about the, when we talking about the,
ain't no cotton, you must fly.
We be talking about
streets
the,
don't look the same.
When we talking
cause
about
it's my year,
we be talking about the,
my year.
When we talking about the,
my year.
We be talking about the, when we talking about the, we be talking about the.
Coming straight from Oakland, California, home of the rock. Eight woofers in the trunk beating down the block. Short dog, I'm that rapping man. I said it before and I say it again. Life is
too short.
My life, you'll be fighting to live. Life is to me my main asset. I've been doing all right and keep it just like that. Chill out at the house and bump that bass. I'm trying to get rich as I rock the place. Everybody's got that same old dream to have big money and fancy things. Drive a brand new Benz, keep your bank right here. Never hear me stutter once because I talk real clear. It's on you, homeboy, what you gonna do? You can take my advice and start working, fool. Or you can close your ears and run your mouth. And one day, homeboy, you'll soon find out. Life is better watch your back. Life is. I'm on the mic. Cause if a dream is all you got, homeboy, you gotta turn that dream into the real McCoy. No time to waste, just get on that case. Can't be down, cause you need to taste a good life. Living like a king on the throne, getting everything you want and trying to handle your own. It's your life, don't be stupid though, cause when you waste it, you'll know life is. Life is.
I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna be.
Peace. Man, such a classic, classic joint, man. Like, you know, and I think that, you know, I know some people feel like Nas fell off there, you know what I mean? Like, when he had, like, Nostradamus and Stillmatic, you know what I mean? Because Illmatic and It Was Written were definitely his best albums, right? You know, Godson, right? Oh, Made You Look, you know what I mean?
Oh, of course, man.
Right? Got Yourself a Gun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know how he sampled that joint from The Sopranos? You know, All I Need Is One Mic. Yo, that song is heavy.
Beautiful song.
You know what I mean? That song with Quan, how does it go again? Oh man, that song is fire too, man. But it's King's Disease, you know, it's King's Disease projects, Magic. I mean, I don't know if y'all got to really, you know, do the knowledge to them, but I find that they were pretty, I think they're pretty good for you know, where we are in time now. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people, when older rappers come back, they expect them to still be kind of like how they were in the 90s. You know what I mean? But people got to adapt, right? What you think?
I think most definitely when you get older, I mean, can you really rap about the same things? You start experiencing different things in life and stuff like that, right? So your experiences are different. So absolutely, your rhymes are going to be different, I would imagine, right?
Absolutely, bro.
Unless you still doing that same thing and that ain't going to get you anywhere, right?
Non-progression.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. And I mean, you know, it's like some of these dudes still rapping about that stuff. And, you know, I just think that they are part of the plan. You know what I mean? Plants. Plan.
Well, it looks like that right now. The way the industry's shaping up, you know, it's obvious. You can see it.
So what's on the daily Diddy news?
Just more lawsuits. You know, they said he went from $1 billion to 400 and something
Ooh.
Million now. So we're looking at 600 million right there off the top. We'll just shave it off the top, or you could put it in the pot, right? And yeah, they got shaved off the top. You see, it's funny, right? They give us, they take us away.
Ooh, I mean,
say that.
That I mean. Yeah, it's like how much of that money is really yours, you know? And
do you need it?
I think that, you know, as well, like, you know, I'm sure the man's got, you know, paper stashed in certain places and offshore accounts and all these different things, right? Because when you're playing with that kind of money, you got to be heavily insulated, right? So, and like they say in you know, when you're talking about portfolios and stocks and stuff, you got to be diverse. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, I'm sure my man's is diverse, you know what I'm saying? He's owning islands and stuff.
Right. So, it's, you know, it's real spooky.
Jets.
Yo, jets, right?
You know, yo, mansions, like, underground tunnels.
Yeah. You know. Are they mansions or like military bases?
I don't even know what they, man. Yo, I see it underneath there, man. They got tennis courts, all sorts of stuff down there, man.
Yeah, man.
It's just wild.
It is. And I mean, like, years ago, I seen, like, they have windows that have, like, these, you know, screens in them, but the screens, like, will be able to adjust so it's like you feel like you're in the day, and then you can feel like you're at night. You know what I'm saying? Like some pretty advanced technology, right? And you know, I mean, it's, you know, some say it's a conspiracy, right? But, you know, they say that there's a they got bullet trains that are underneath the ground, right? And you know, that connect all over the world. So there definitely is underground cities. I mean, what was you talking about the other day about how in Los Angeles?
Oh, dude. Yo. Nutrition fact, audible of the day.
Audible of the day.
Yo, we got that. What we gonna start?
Omaha.
With? Omaha, audible of the day.
What do you got for us?
Do we need to eat 3 heavy meals a day?
No.
Is that healthy for the human body?
No.
These are just questions we are asking. What do you think, my brother?
Well, listen, man, like, I'm not a doctor, so I'm going to just go with what works for me. 3 meals a day, your body needs at least 36 to 48 hours to digest. Now, this is information that I've studied for myself, so, you know, like I said, I ain't no doctor, right? But it takes about 36 to 48 hours to digest the meal. Now, obviously, depending on the meal, you know, when you're dealing with heavy things like meat, you know, overindulgence in carbs, right? And I'm not talking about, like, I'm talking about, like, the simple carbs, right? Not like complex carbs like peanut butter and stuff like that and oatmeal, like, you know, your body can digest that stuff quickly. And, but like those mass, like, you know, potatoes, pasta.
Starch.
You know what I mean? Bread, you know, white bread, no good. You know? And so, I know that's a westernized thing, right? And, I think that, you know, when I do the knowledge and I see what the cause of a lot of different things, like, you know, obviously in the Black community, diabetic, right? Diabetes is huge, right? Diabetes is huge, right? And, you know, it's funny because, well, it's not funny. So let me break it down like this.
It's far from funny.
When we talk about nutrition, right? So let's take it back to the days of slavery, right? Now, I'm going to tell y'all that, like, this is actual factual. This is stuff you can find if you go and study yourself, right? So I'm not talking out of my butthole right now, right? So during slavery, right, slaves were not allowed to own cows. They weren't allowed to own chickens, right? The slave master would give them the scraps of their food, right? So sometimes it would be a little bit of wheat, you know. Sometimes it would be some kind of vegetables, you know.
Chicken wings.
Chicken feet, maybe.
Maybe, right? Chicken back, more so. And the worst thing that they did for us is feed us, you know, the pig, right? Now, the pig is actually the most disgustingest animal on the planet. Now, let me tell you why, right? Let me tell you why. Because, so, on the outside of the pig, right? So the outside of the pig, in between its hoof, right, it has a slit so that all of the poison, right, and the pus from the amount of toxins that the pig ingests, right, can come out, right? So if you like pig feet, just letting you know that you are potentially eating the pus and the toxins, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just the pig feet. Now, within the pig does not have sweat glands. And we sweat bacteria, right? Like, sweating is, you know, you're sweating out stuff, right? That's why when you're in the sauna, they say, you know, if you are sick, go into the sauna because you'll sweat the sickness out, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pigs don't have sweat glands. So the poison is constantly in their body, right? And so this is why when it's hot, pigs will roll in mud and their feces, okay?
To cool off. Okay.
Right? Yeah. To cool off, right? So now a pig is also We just dealing with the outside still, right? So a pig is also an omnivore, right? And an omnivore pretty much eats any and everything. Everything, okay? So the pig will eat you. The pig will eat him. The pig will eat